and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And joining us here on the KVOE Morning Show, Joel Oblando, as we look ahead to one of Emporia's big activities in October, Dia de los Muertos.
Joel, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you in. So how excited are you for Dia de los Muertos 2024 here in a couple of weeks?
Well, it's to say that it's going to be a shock is kind of an understatement. It'll be my first time ever attending.
Good deal. So what has you involved here with Dia de los Muertos this year?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Sure. What has you involved and what has you, so excited to attend this year?
Yeah, so last year, I guess I was caught during my work schedule, just like regular work, just on the street. Either way, last year was kind of a failure as far as the weather goes, because it was freezing rain. Mm-hmm. It was pretty unbearable for a lot of people. But this year we're expecting really nice conditions, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun for the family. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for people who are new to town, and it'll just showcase a lot of the culture that we have here, and I think everything to what the town displays as far as what we have to offer. We have so much going on all the time. And
yeah. Dia de los Muertos is coming up. Well, give us the date, the start time, and what are some of the activities that are going to be presented downtown?
Okay. Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, we're celebrating that the 26th of October. That's going to be a Saturday starting at 10:30 with a parade starting from about 4th Avenue all the way down to the university. So that's quite a bit. That's half an hour worth of parade. We have several bands walking in it. We're going to have some of our sponsors taking part in it. And even our Cinco de Mayo royalty, our queen and princess are going to be riding along in it. So we'll make sure to keep an eye out for them. As far as the parade goes, there's going to be a trophy for best float, first and second place, and bragging rights included, as well as that trophy. After that parade, we have mariachis scheduled, as well as our Raíces Hispanas folklorico group ready to dance. We have two of those scheduled, so they're going to have a busy day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, looks like there's quite a bit, actually, as far as singing, dancing. We have our stilt walkers. We have a fire show. And some more of the dancing on part of the Zumba squad.
So it sounds like it's going to be a huge day coming up here in a week and a half here, Joel. You mentioned here about the parade. Can folks still get maybe a parade entry in at this particular point in time?
It seems so. Parade entries are free, so we would love to have as many people represent their organizations or their individuals as best as they can. So if they could get a hold of Emporia Main Street to get that done, maybe there is still a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other question I had really quickly, Joel, is just the cultural, the cultural impact of Dia de los Muertos. And, you know, aside from last year when the weather kind of put the kibosh on things, this is really hit a nerve and a really community-wide nerve the way it seems here the last couple of years.
That's right. I think it's pushing Emporia in the right direction. I think it's stimulating that need for growth. I think a lot of people can get caught in their ways and say Emporia has nothing to offer. Emporia is just the same old, Midwest town that's kind of like struggling to get on its feet. No, I think Emporia is really vibrant. I think it's something that everybody needs. I think everyone needs to come down to Emporia and just enjoy family friendly.
Yeah, family friendly fun, you bet.
Friendly event.
Yeah, 26th of this month, coming up a week from this Saturday. Dia de los Muertos, downtown Emporia. Joel, good job. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. Joel Oblando in with us, Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. Big weekend coming up. There'll be some downtown trick-or-treating, too, part of that activity. A week from Saturday on the 26th.
Okay, really quickly here, our 8 o'clock hour is going to be busy tomorrow. We've got another Radical Champions update with Radical Life fundraiser ongoing. That'll be the Newsmaker 2 spot at 8:20. And then we have our monthly Medicare Minute with Schick Counselor, Senior Health Insurance Counselor for Kansas, Karen Mays, our Newsmaker 3 at 8:40 tomorrow morning here on KVOE.
Thanks, Chuck. KVOE Live in Local 859, 45 degrees. Good morning.
Mark Schreiber delivers for Emporia. He fully funded our K-12 schools and added new dollars for special education. He cut red tape for